This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In a remarkable public health success, Scotland reports zero cervical cancer cases in girls who got the HPV vaccine. Girls started getting the human papillomavirus vaccine at age 12 or 13 when the immunization program began in Scotland in 2008. HPV is a sexually transmitted infection and is the cause for nearly all cases of cervical cancer, the fourth most common cause of cancer in women worldwide. Dr. Kirsty Roy said, "Vaccination against HPV is shown to be effective in preventing cervical cancer, and along with regular screening for early detection and treatment, it's possible to make cervical cancer a rare disease. From immunization and cancer screening records of women born in Scotland between 1988 and 1996, 40,000 were vaccinated against HPV between ages 12 and 13, and to date, none have been diagnosed with cervical cancer. The vaccine is also offered to boys to protect them from HPV-related cancers later in life, such as head, neck, and anogenital cancers, as well as genital warts. Given the exciting study results, Public Health Scotland encourages all young people, regardless of gender, to get the vaccine to help reduce the incidence of cervical and anogenital cancer. The Montana Supreme Court on Wednesday issued a novel finding against the Republican-majority state legislature. In a 5-2 decision, the state's highest court found that the unconstitutional means by which the legislature passed a bill warranted paying the plaintiff's attorney's fees against the state. In 2021, the Republican-majority state legislature added language to a bill late in the session without the opportunity for public comment. Those changes brought Senate Bill 319 so far from the bill's original subject that a district court judge found that the bill violated the state constitution. The legislature has its own bill drafters and attorneys who alert legislators against such actions like the unconstitutionality of bills or ignoring the constitutional requirement for public participation. Wednesday's Montana Supreme Court decision says the legislature disregarded its constitutional limitations and the Attorney General offered no substantive or constitutional interests in defense of these actions. The legislature must follow certain rules in enacting legislation to ensure transparency and public participation. The majority opinion was authored by Chief Justice Mike McGrath. The decision says, "We amplify the fact that the legislature was well aware that what they were doing was unconstitutional, which serves as a strong showing of bad faith, a factor we consider as a guidepost in determining that fees are proper here." Former Republican Montana Governor Mark Roscoe is again breaking with Republican leadership, signing onto a court filing supporting efforts to keep former President Donald Trump off the ballot in 2024. Roscoe joined two other former Republican governors from the 1990s, Bill Weld of Massachusetts and Christine Todd Whitman of New Jersey, in submitting an amicus brief to the U.S. Supreme Court as justices consider whether the state of Colorado can remove Trump from the ballot. Last month, the Colorado Supreme Court ruled that Trump is not qualified for the ballot based on his actions in the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. They cited the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which says no one can hold federal office if they have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the U.S. Roscoe and the other governors argued in their brief that they and Trump have all taken oaths to protect and defend the Constitution. They said Trump violated his oath through actions that were elevating his own political interests over the governmental stability secured by the peaceful transition of power. Roscoe was twice elected governor as a Republican in Montana, serving from 1993 to 2001. In recent years, he has angered state GOP leaders by endorsing Joe Biden over Trump in the 2020 presidential election and supporting Democratic-backed candidates in several Montana races. Last year, the state Republican Party Executive Committee approved a resolution rebuking Governor Roscoe. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.